I'd like to go to my message to you today. And my scripture reading is taken in Zephaniah 1, starting at the 14th verse. The great day of the Lord is near. It is near and hastens quickly. The noise of the day of the Lord is bitter. There the mighty men shall cry out. That day is a day of wrath, a day of trouble and distress, a day of devastation and desolation, a day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and thick darkness, a day of trumpet and alarm against the fortified cities and against the high towers. I will bring distress upon men, and they shall walk like blind men, because they have sinned against the Lord. Their blood shall be poured out like dust, and their flesh like refuge. Neither their silver nor their gold shall be able to deliver them in the day of the Lord's wrath, but the whole land shall be devoured by the fire of his jealousy. For he will make speedy riddance of all those who dwell in the land. Bow with me in prayer. Heavenly Father, we ask your blessings on this message. We thank you for these words. And Heavenly Father, let us receive that you have from this message and from the rest of the comments. And in all these things, through Yeshua's name we ask, and amen. And I would like to say that my message title today is Endurance. And my text is Zephaniah 3 and 17. And let's look at it. The Lord your God in your midst, the mighty one, will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. Again, the title of my message is Endurance. And we might ask ourselves, in regard to the title, in regard to my message, how can I endure in my faith in hard times? And as a start, I would like to go to James and let us consider a few scriptures. Let's go to James 1, 2 through 4. James 1. 2 through 4. Consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. And let endurance have its perfect result, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. And I would ask each one, how is your degree of endurance? You think you are enduring well? And do you think that you will endure to the end? And really, that's what the Lord calls us to do, is to keep our faith and keep our beliefs constant until the end. Let's look at 1 Corinthians 10 and 13. 1 Corinthians 10 and 13. No temptation has overtaken you but such as is common to man. And God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will provide a way of escape also so that you will be able to endure it. Endurance. With every temptation, God promises us that He will supply whatever we need to endure whatever temptations come our way. He will provide a way of escape to be able to deal with any temptations that come to us in our life. Let's look at Isaiah 66 and 22. Isaiah 66 and 22. For just as the new heavens and the new earth, which I make, will endure before me, declares the Lord, so your offspring and your name will endure. Isn't that a wonderful promise from the Lord? That our name will endure, just as the heavens and the earth endures. In thinking about this scripture and the words that are expressed, we must need to come to the point that we realize that we are God's masterpiece. And He has given you His word for a testimony to the love and the joy that He has for you. And Zephaniah 3:17, that is my text, says, "The Lord your God in your midst, the mighty one, will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you with His love." He will rejoice over you with singing. Isn't that wonderful that it says that the Lord will quiet you with His love, and the Lord, your God, will rejoice over you with singing. God rejoices over you, though He knows you are in the process of becoming all that He has planned for you to become. You are not yet what you will be when you step into the very presence of God, into your eternal existence with Him. But until that time, God is patiently molding and shaping each one of us into the image of His Son. We must realize that we never have reason within what life brings to us. We never have reason to give up. You're not alone. Jesus is with you. And He's with you, helping you on to ultimate victory. He's at your side constantly throughout all the things that life brings to you. And He's there to encourage you in all those things. When you have your eyes on Him and not on your circumstances, then you will begin to see life differently. Instead of thinking negatively, as is so much the case for almost all of us, instead of thinking initially and primarily negatively, the Holy Spirit will be there with each one of us, teaching us to think about the things of God rather than the negative things that the devil is bringing to us. Pure thoughts that honor Yeshua. God has pledged over and over to love you, and He walks with you through the disappointments that present themselves in your life and the disillusionment that perhaps each one of us would probably have, even in our brothers and sisters within this church, even within our closest of friends. We are disillusioned by circumstances and by reactions. But God has seen the final picture in our life. He has seen what we are working toward, what we are leading to be. While on your own, you can do nothing. And the Word lets us know that through Christ, you can and will succeed. Let's look at that verse that would be good for us to all remember and memorize. And perhaps it's very familiar, but we need to comfort ourselves with this. Let's get Philippians 4 and 13. It'd be good to mark this in your Bible. Philippians 4 and 13. Can you find it? Okay, it's Ephesians, Corinthians, along in there. Philippians 4 and 13. We're just having a little trouble finding it. Verse 13. Okay. And we read, I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. Isn't that wonderful? How many times in our life can we remember to say that to ourselves? I can do all things through Him that strengthens me. Through Yeshua, we can have assurance that we can meet everything that comes to us in our life, and we can not only meet it, but we can succeed against those things that come to us and dealing with them. But this don't mean that you won't suffer or feel pain. Jesus endured both. And yet He did not give up. He quoted the Word of God to the devil as the devil brought things against Him. He knew that in order to complete His mission, He would have to endure until the end. And He wanted more than anything else to accomplish the plan of the Father. How could He possibly bear the weight of all of our sins and yet succeed and remain victorious? God had given Him an eternal perspective, and long before it happened, Yeshua saw the resurrection as a completed fact. And after the 3 days and 3 nights that Yeshua said would be the only sign to be given that He was the Messiah that was long sought for and looked for, Then after those 3 days and three nights, he arose from the grave to walk in victory. God gives us such victory through the presence of His Holy Spirit. And you and I can walk in victory because Jesus is our example. And His Spirit lives in us and prevails in our life as is promised by Yeshua before He went away, saying to remain until you receive power from on high. And He was speaking of the Holy Spirit. God uses everything in our life. Frustrations, fear, feeling of loneliness, and even great temptations to bring each of us closer to Himself. And as we become closer to Himself, then we do become less like our natural self and more like Yeshua and His Father, Yahweh. Let us do whatever is necessary and keep our faith and trust in Yahweh and Yeshua so that we will endure in faith during the hardest of times in our life. I would like to ask that you stand.